If it's a choice between going back to school or going to the movies, the choice may be a simple one. What about both? GLT's Mike McCurdy is here to tell us about a film series coming to town.
Thanks, Willis. The Normal Theater is launching its six-week film school with ISU Associate Professor of Film and Drama at Illinois State University, Bill McBride. Bill joins us live in the studio to talk more about film noir, visual style, and fortune. Bill, thanks for joining us on Sound Ideas.
It's great to be back.
So you've settled on six classic film noir examples: Double Indemnity, Murder, My Sweet, The Postman Always Rings Twice, Out of the Past, Chinatown, and The Maltese Falcon, which is on the screen tonight. In this bunch, I think you have my favorite film noir example, a film that could be the critic's choice for best film noir, and maybe one of the best known. Let's start with what might be the best known, which is The Maltese Falcon. Could you do a film noir series without The Maltese Falcon?
No, I don't think so. It's the first. You know, that film was made two times previously, but it did not have the trappings and the elements of the film style of film noir that Maltese Falcon knocks out of the park. It's the first John Huston film ever, his first try at it. And it sets many of the so-called rules.
There are some great lines in this movie. Some are sort of laughable by today's context. Joel, played by Peter Lorre, starts to strike Ruth after she slaps him because Joel insulted her. And then Sam Spade, played by Humphrey Bogart, steps in to do even more slapping.
Fat man. Is he here?
I don't know. I suppose so. What difference does it make?
Might make a world of difference.
Or you or me.
Precisely, but shall we add more certainly the boy outside?
Yes. But you might be able to get around him, Joel, as you did the one in Istanbul. What was his name?
You mean the one you couldn't get to come to him?
When you're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
What's that?
I don't know. Keep quiet.
When you're slapped, you'll take it and like it. A slap fest of The Maltese Falcon. Another great line in this film regarding the statue of the Falcon itself, the stuff that dreams are made of.
Yes, the quasi-Shakespearean. And honestly, that's the only line that does not appear in Dashiell Hammett's novel.
Really?
Most films that are made from novels, there's terrific amount of cutting. However, this film, except for a couple of small episodes, like you learn about Gutman's daughter and a really interesting existential discussion of this guy named Flitcraft that Sam Spade followed once, those elements are gone. Everything else, all the dialogue is directly from the novel.
Let's talk about this, because these film noir films have a strong connection to literature. Raymond Chandler, you mentioned Dashiell Hammett.
James N. Cain.
Are they just such great stories that they just are made for the big screen?
Sure. Yeah, I think so.
And then how much altering or borrowing did they do? You mentioned the dialogue, the level of dialogue in The Maltese Falcon taken from the novel. Are they pretty true to the novel?
They are true. They are quite true. I mean, there are some things that, of course, the the code, the Hays Code, wouldn't allow.
Talking about censorship.
Censorship, yeah. Sure.
So the literature, the film noir films, they all have complicated plots. Is The Maltese Falcon one of the more straightforward plots of this entire group of films?
I think that's fair to say, yeah. I mean, you get to The Big Sleep, which is everyone throws their hands up in the air. It's nearly incomprehensible. And in fact, the author was once asked about how did so-and-so get murdered, and he asked, did she get murdered?
So speaking of film noir as a whole, what distinguishes film noir from other types of film? As the name implies, we already know they're going to be dark and shadowy.
Right.
But what else?
Right. So that's a term that French critics, after World War II, they hadn't seen the last 4 years of American films. So they start looking at them, and they write in the Cahiers du Cinéma, they name it film noir, and they see these elements. You know, often we make the mistake of calling it a genre, like the Western, which will have cowboys and so on, and it will be set in the West. But you can't decide on the setting of a film noir. Many of them are urban, but they can also happen in small towns. You do have a femme fatale almost always.
The postman always rings twice is in a small town, isn't it?
It is in a small town, yeah. Right. And then they take off, but yes. You almost always will have a gumshoe. This hard-boiled tradition is important. And hard-boiled tradition really has to do with males not showing their emotion. When Sam Spade learns about his partner's murder, and I hope I'm not giving anything away, in the novel, he rolls a cigarette. And when you read that description, there's hardly any adjectives. It's almost like technical writing, and it's deflecting that emotion. All you get in Maltese Falcon occasionally is Bogey grimacing.
He sweats a little bit, too.
Yes, he does. And his hand shakes when he had an outburst. Yeah.
You mentioned femme fatales. Let's talk about the women in these movies. Tell me about this archetype.
Okay. So this is a negative, misogynistic archetype, right? I mean, just as I was saying that the men keep all the feelings and emotions in, these writers and this tradition put all the emotion into the female and, make them wear high heels and lots of makeup. And they need to insist on the difference between men and women. So femme fatales, as that, again, title suggests, they're fatal. They're black widow spiders. They're vamps.
They're conniving.
They're vampires.
They're duplicitous.
Absolutely.
Manipulative.
All those things.
Well, let's listen to Barbara Stanwyck playing Phyllis Dietrichson in the 1994 film Double Indemnity. I think this is my favorite.
1944.
Yeah. Did I say 44?
You said 94.
Oh, 1944. Yes, 1944
fine.
Film Double Indemnity. I think this is my favorite. She's rotten to the core and she loses.
Why didn't you shoot again, baby? Don't tell me it's because you've been in love with me all this time.
No, I never loved you, Walter, not you or anybody else. I'm rotten to the heart. I used you just as you said. That's all you ever meant to me. Until a minute ago, when I couldn't fire that second shot. I never thought that could happen to me.
Sorry, baby, I'm not buying.
I'm not asking you to buy. Just hold me close.
Goodbye, baby.
So that's Fred McMurray.
Yes.
And Barbara Stanwyck, both of whom I knew from TV first, Big Valley and My Three Sons. When I saw this film, I just went, wow,
yeah.
These two actors are have way more depth than I thought they ever did. But
it was a big stretch for McMurray. He was not doing films like that.
So do the women, I'm going to use air quotes here, do the women always get what they deserve in these films?
Let me think. I would say so.
In Mary Astor and the Maltese Falcon, Barbara, she goes to jail. Barbara Stanwyck, we just heard her get shot and died. Faye Dunaway's character in Chinatown, which is the last film in our series, November 16th, in that series also dies.
No, I don't think
I'm sorry. I guess these are spoilers, but.
No, it's fine.
These films are fairly old.
They're classics, so that's fine. We're allowed to talk about who dies.
They always sort of, it doesn't end well for them.
Well, that's part of the Hays Code also. Crime cannot pay. Mm. You cannot, Bonnie and Clyde. I mean, look at even in the 60s, the Hays Code, which we kind of got away from, it's still the Hollywood machine that's not going to have crime pay. So these femme fatales are fatal, not only for the men, but for themselves.
Robert Mitchum is one of my favorite actors. Mm-hmm. What sets Out of the Past apart from these other great film noir movies? And this may be the critics' favorite of the group, too.
Is that you?
The critics?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, the critics. Oh,
yeah, the critics as a whole.
You started out by saying you had a favorite.
Is my favorite, but I think it's also the critics' favorite as well.
Oh, yeah. It's
so terrific. What sets this film apart from the others?
I'm sorry, I don't have an answer for you.
So the plots are fairly complicated in these films. This is a really complicated plot.
Yeah.
Convoluted. So Kathy Moffat, played by Jane Greer, she also goes out in a blaze of glory. What happens in this? Can we talk a little bit about the end of the film here? She ends up dying at the end of this, I think, in a police roadblock. And let's talk about some films that maybe weren't included. Orson Welles, no Orson Welles films. Did you consider, what are the films that almost made the cut but didn't quite make
the
cut?
Well, it's 6 weeks, so I had to cut and I recently taught a 15-week course in film noir, and Orson Welles, of course, made the cut.
Touch of Evil?
Touch of Evil, yes. And it's brilliant. And it's no question.
But almost made the cut.
Certainly.
So what happens in the spring? This film series we have the film noir now here in the fall. This restarts in the spring.
Yes, let me take my hat off. Were I wearing one to Adam Fox, who has just done brilliant things with the Normal Theater. And this is one of the series that he has established now. And in the spring, we're doing 6 Hitchcock films. Which I'm very excited about. And those will be consecutive Wednesday nights. This one was kind of shoehorned into the schedule. But and then we'll carry on with other directors, other themes. It's very exciting. And I thank the Normal Theater and the town of Normal for making this free admission. And since it's about 90 degrees out today, they also have air conditioning tonight.
And it's free tonight.
And it's free. And it's
7 o'clock.
It's a nice, midweek cheap date.
So one more question about the series. How did you narrow it down? What did these films have that sort of caused them to make the cut?
Yeah, that's a good question. We talked about them. They just seemed essential to me. I don't know, a critic's pick.
So some of it's your choice.
These are all my choices.
Yeah. All right. Bill, thanks for your time on Sound Ideas.
Thank you.
Bill McBride is an associate professor of film and drama at Illinois State University. He's behind the 6-week film school concept at the Normal Theater, showing select Wednesdays through November 16th. The first in the series, called Film Noir, Visual Style, and Fortune. The film school starts up again next year with an Alfred Hitchcock series. The first noir film in this series, The Maltese Falcon, shows tonight at 7 p.m. I'm Mike McCurdy. This is Sound Ideas, and you're listening to the film score for Chinatown. This 1974 film ends the noir series in November.